You've been doing any downhill skiing racing lately, AJ?
Man, dude, I haven't gone. Actually, you know what? I'm 42, and I don't think I've ever gone skiing.
I've been into the snow twice.
But, you know, that's what happens when you're a golfer. I mean, I don't know. I took it seriously growing up.
I actually lived in Germany and Denver, but couldn't wait to get back to the beach.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, welcome back, everyone, live here in beautiful Dallas, Texas. Weather's a little humid, a little hot, 79, 80 degrees. Should be a good one.
Hot.
This coming week. Yeah, it's hot.
What, do you think you're in Palm Desert?
Well, no, I am not, but our next guest is. No introduction needed, as Dr. Barkey is the man, rx4liberty.com. How you doing, Doc?
I am doing great. It's about 70 degrees here down in Palm Desert for a few days, just for a little R&R. And it's a beautiful day in Southern California, for sure.
And I'm taking your advice, Doc. I've been drinking about 10 of these little bottles of water every day. You are the best.
That is a good thing. Most people are chronically dehydrated. And then when they drink tap water, which is filled with all kinds of chemicals that is regulated by the government. So I don't like that. I think you should get purified water, whether it's bottled or you have your own purification system.
No
doubt. And drink at least 64 ounces a day.
This says Sam's Purified Drinking Water. I was watching Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm last night.
Yeah.
He had a big fight with one of the other guy's wives about her tap water coming out in Brentwood.
I hate tap water. It's horrifying. Unbelievable. Hey, as I think, you know, we've been talking about it, and, you know, it's become, I think, a lot of fun, and it's actually very informative. I'm talking about your morning messages. I get a kick out of them, and I take so much from it, and I know that so many other of your other followers do. Let's get into it, though, real quick. First of all, RX for Liberty, you can find the doctor on Instagram, RXFOR Liberty. But what was today's morning message?
It was about being careful about medications and supplements even that are designed to help us, but in many cases might harm us. We just assume when a doctor writes a prescription for fill in the blank, I'm not feeling well, I need an antibiotic. I have heartburn and I need an antacid. I have high cholesterol and I need cholesterol medicine, or whatever else the doctor may prescribe, that you need to understand that there are potential unforeseen consequences of these products, that they may actually harm you. That, by the way, is the whole idea of informed consent. What is the benefit of the potential product? What is the harm of the potential product? What are the alternatives? And then you can make a decision as to how to move forward. But in too many situations, we have come to rely on physicians to write prescriptions for things that we don't know much about. And in too many cases, those prescriptions can actually harm us. Like antibiotics, for example, just this morning, down in Palm Desert, I had a patient text me, woke up with a bad cold and wants a Z-Pak. I said, no. That's the wrong approach. First of all, colds are almost always viral. And 99% of the time, if you support your immune system and be patient, your God-given immune system will heal itself. And to write somebody for a Z-Pak, a common antibiotic, it's easy to write for, it's easy to take, can potentially cause harm. It destroys your gut bacteria, allows the overgrowth of bacteria to occur, creates resistant strains of bacteria. And although from time to time, antibiotics and other medications are needed, most of the time they're not. But doctors are either uneducated or too lazy to have the time to actually spend with their patients to talk about alternatives besides a prescription pad.
Let me ask you a question about, let's say, getting tested, getting a positive test when it comes to, let's say, influenza A or B. Are you saying that you suggest that our listeners maybe don't take an antibiotic for it?
Well, first of all, influenza is a viral illness, so antibiotics really have little, if any, role to play in treating flu.
Okay.
There are some medications to treat influenza. There's a product called Tamiflu,
yeah,
which is a pill, or Relenza, which is an inhaled product. But, you know, listen, the reality is for most people that get the flu, and I've had the flu years ago, it's no fun. You're sick. You have a fever. You feel miserable. Body aches. It's no fun.
No.
You have an immune system. And if you support that immune system, you'll recover from the flu without the help of modern medicine. Mm-hmm. There's even homeopathic products that can treat influenza. And most pharmacies sell them. You can look for those. Look on my website, Rx for Liberty, and you'll learn about it. But for most illnesses, good old-fashioned chicken soup and lots of fluids and rest and so forth, and a few counter products and supplements and so forth, and you are good to go. You don't need doctors most of the time. There's a role that we play with our prescription pad, don't get me wrong, but for the vast majority of people, you don't need prescriptions. Docs overprescribe all the time. Here's the dirty little secret. For most doctors to make a living, you got to come into their office and then you expect something in return. And so if you don't go into that doctor's office, they can't bill insurance or bill you, and they're not making money. So they tend to lean in the direction of wanting you to come in and wanting to somehow intervene to make it feel as if you got some sort of return on your investment for your health insurance and going to see the doctor. But for most situations, you don't need that. And what I try to promote on my website and my Instagram, Rx for Liberty, is just that: holistic ways to treat yourself to support your immune system so you don't need the help formally of a doctor.
I love Jewish penicillin, matzo ball soup.
Yes, my mom makes the best chicken noodle soup.
There you go.
Hey, go ahead.
Doc,
ahead.
I forgot to mention this to you a couple weeks ago when I talked with you. I've been taking 250 milligrams of magnesium before I go to sleep, and I got to tell you, I've been sleeping more relaxed and thorough than ever before. Any comments on magnesium?
Yeah, it's a wonderful element. Most people are deficient in magnesium. Over the last, I don't know, 6 months or so, I added it to my annual panel for patients is check their magnesium level. There's a great product that I take personally. It's made by a company called Smidge, S-M-I-D-G-E, and they make a morning magnesium and an evening magnesium. And I take both of them. On my Instagram, by the way, there's a link to full scripts. It's a vitamin supplement portal. And interesting, I just did some research looking at the identical products you can get on FullScript and see if you can get them for cheaper on Amazon, and you can't. There's a recent post that of mine that says, don't ever buy supplements on Amazon. Listen, I love Amazon. If I don't get a package at least once a week, I feel like there's something missing in my life. But not supplements, because Amazon allows third parties to sell. You don't know how they've been stored. You don't know what the expiration date is. And almost always, it's more expensive, whereas FullScript deals directly with the manufacturers. They have freshness and expiration date guarantees. And almost always, I haven't been able to find it yet, almost always, it's significantly less expensive than Amazon. So FullScript for your supplements, link on my website and on my Instagram at RX4Liberty. F-O-R is the way the four is spelled.
All right, I'll put you on the spot now. Let's have some fun. So what's your opinion on companies like Pfizer and the ones who make all of these drugs, if you will, sponsoring all these huge, you know, shows, whether it's the Super Bowl or the Academy Awards? And
you guys sponsored by Pfizer?
No, never.
We're waiting for the first interview that you're going to do with
we're going to put on the first debate here with you and them.
Yeah, no, it ain't going to happen. Listen, we're the only country, us and New Zealand, that allows direct-to-consumer advertising of pharmaceuticals. I think it's a huge mistake. Many of these industries are captured. So why would CNN or any of these other, legacy media shows put anything critical about pharma when they're being sponsored by pharma? Even the journals, if you look through, you know, what's the most prestigious journal in America? Probably the New England Journal of Medicine or the Lancet in Great Britain. If you thumb through any of those, you'll see about every 10th page, there's a full page ad by some pharmaceutical company. So they're very unlikely to put a critical article about any of the pharma products,
yeah,
because you know they know who butters their bread, and they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. And that's a problem. It's a huge problem that there's a lot of bias and capturedness in the industry. So I think it's a terrible idea. No disrespect to Pfizer. There are some wonderful drugs out there that we need that saves people's lives. But I think it's out of control, the power that these pharma industries have over, you know, the U.S. government's CDC, FDA, National Institutes of Health, and legacy media. It's crazy. And most importantly, the consumer needs to know that.
One more question for you. And I think people are actually thinking this, whether, you know, taking politics out, I think, you know, at a certain point.
Can you?
It's hard to, but I think people, if you took politics out, you know, there are people who I think now even whether you're on the left or right, they're questioning certain things these days because there's just too much going on. People are getting sick, and I'm talking about, you know, the therapeutic that came out, obviously, or they call it the jab or the vaccine. And I just saw something about what Fauci is still doubling down.
It's tyranny and corruption at the highest level, unfortunately. And I've seen it personally in my practice, vaccine injured patients, not just from the COVID vaccine, but certainly recently from that vaccine as well. I just want patients to know the truth. I want them to have informed consent. I want them to make up their own mind and not just trust that some doctor or institution knows what's best. And in my opinion, Fauci should be investigated. There's so much that he's done, not just through COVID, but even the AIDS epidemic years ago, his involvement in gain of function research at the Chinese virology lab. This needs to be thoroughly investigated, or the public is never going to have confidence in our agencies again. Most importantly, though, I want people to take care of themselves and learn how to do that. There's so much chronic disease out there because our food industry is mostly garbage.
Yeah.
Our healthcare industry pushes drugs, not health. And patients need to take charge of their own health. And that's what I try to do on RX for Liberty.
I love it. Well said. That alone, I can't wait to post and get people out there and open their people's eyes. Of course, YouTube might ban the V word that we just talked about. Hey, man, we love you. We appreciate it. Enjoy the beautiful weather there in Palm Desert, California. As always, we'll catch you next week. But thanks again, Doc.
Look forward to it. Thanks for having me. We'll see you next week.
No doubt.
Thanks, Doc.
It. There you go. RX for Liberty, ladies and gentlemen. RX, F-O-R, Liberty.
Got it.
Somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride. If I have faith, you need to borrow. For no one can feel those of your